Tommy's Tavern.
Buzz, I'm hearing some movement outside the Leopold rooms.
Yes, you hear correctly. I've got Jason Tong, the Victorious coach, alongside me. Jace, bit of relief to get over the line and a second win for season 2021.
Yeah, it's just reward for effort for our guys. Like I said pre-game, I don't think our performances have been really bad. We just haven't got the results, and we got the reward for effort today. So I'm just proud of our boys.
Did you feel like it was just a matter of time until you wore Newtown down? You had plenty of scoring shots, a lot more than Newtown. Did you feel like you finally got some reward towards the end there?
Yeah, quarter time, it was the same story as last week where I was worried that our dominance wasn't being rewarded. We didn't make the most of our opportunities, which is a worry when you do that. And against a good side like Newtown are, that they can come back and hurt you. But fortunately, the boys were just able to continue on and probably got better. You know, we had some messages at quarter time, which I thought our guys got better at after quarter time. So, yeah, it was a four-quarter performance from our guys.
Jace, well done. Kinging in the K-Rock box with Jace Doherty and Matt Kershaw. Really appreciate your time post-game. 2-6 in the first quarter. Did you have a sense of deja vu after 1-7 last week?
I did, Kingy. I was nervous up there. Like, you know, when you have that dominance, like I thought we did in the first quarter, and a lot of gettable goals, you immediately worry that it's going to come back to bite you, which it did last week in South Bowen. But there's nothing you can do about that. I remember when I was playing and used to have coaches send out a message to make the most of your opportunities, and it didn't really help much. So I didn't send that message out. We just the message was just to keep doing what we were doing and try and tidy up a couple of things, which I thought we did.
We could wax lyrical about Marcus Thompson all day, and no doubt one of the boys will ask you about him, and we know he's won the best on-ground medal and probably might pick up the $100 as well to Leopold Sporties. But I want to talk about Brock Williamson. It's been stop-start, his time with Leopold. He came here, he went back to Port, and he takes his opportunity this year. He kicks 3 goals today. We haven't seen all of every game you played this year, but was that his best performance in a green and gold jumper?
Yeah, it was, Kingy. Like, I actually thought first quarter he was a little bit... He looked a bit lackluster, and we spoke about that at quarter time. And his last three quarters, I think he still kicked a goal in the first quarter, but his last three quarters, I thought he was excellent. Like, there's one edit I'll get of a tackle. The goal he kicked from his tackle was just, he was just hunting the ball, and he was on the move at stoppages. And yeah, I was really happy with his effort today.
Your debutants, I thought Ash especially looked really composed, and Waters did some nice things. And, you know, he laid a tackle on Matt McMahon that, you know, game one versus game 219 or something along those lines. I suspect reputations don't mean a lot to these blokes.
It was. I mentioned that post-game, that tackle on McMahon in the middle, and that's what he brings, and that's what he's brought to our intra-clubs and our match sim, that kind of intensity. Like, we only gave him that last sort of 5 or so minutes in the midfield, which is his natural role, but obviously he's got Sam Scott and Marcus Thompson and Brock, excuse me, ahead of him. So we gave him that last sort of 5 or 6 minutes, and he pulled that out. And that sort of gives us a glimpse at what the future's going to be like with him, because he's in close work. He's excellent. He's got obviously some development to do with his engine and stuff to be up to GFL senior footy. But, yeah, and Ashy, I mentioned him as well. Like, his work rate, you know, if you watch him closely, he couldn't run at the end of the game because he just works so hard. And that's what he brought to our team today. So they'll remember that game for a while, I think, those two boys.
Jace, we spoke before the game about having to change your lineup depending on who you had available, and your forward line looked different today, obviously with no Ruggles, but you had Jennings and Giddings up there. I thought they were really good together, both deep forward and when they came up the ground today.
Matt, Connor Giddings has played maybe the last 5 or 6, and he's only a young guy. He just turned 20. Today, I thought, was his breakout game. Like, I don't know what the stats were, but he had impact everywhere he went, I thought, today. And he's really working so hard on his footy, Connor, and I'm so happy for him how he went today. And he is too. He's buzzing in the rooms now, and it's a credit to him, to the work that he's doing. And Harris Jennings, he can do anything. Like, as in, he's a mid, but we're playing him as a forward and letting him jump at the ball. And he's got some natural forward craft, having never done it before. So that's exciting for us.
I'm not going to steal the Trent Thompson discussion that you're going to have with Kersh in a minute, but we thought Liam Herbert was really good today too. Lord is sort of moving between sort of half forward, half back, and just helped out wherever he needed to.
He does, mate. You've summed up his role perfectly. That's exactly what he does. He hits the scoreboard. I don't think he did today, but he gets it back and helps the defenders, and then he's just got an elite engine. So, he's an excellent addition to our footy club, Herb.
Jace, half-time, obviously, it was a bit of an arm wrestle scoreboard-wise. Obviously, I felt like you guys were on top a fair bit. But I thought your back half in the first half probably just gave the ball up a little bit too easy, exiting out of their back half, and certainly weren't maintaining enough possession going forward or through at least the middle parts of the ground. Was that a focus at half-time? Because after half-time, you guys come out, you maintain possession, you started using the easy ball out of your back half, and you got some real good forward looks at it by, you know, controlling the ball.
It was actually, Kirsch. We talked at halftime just about when we're under pressure to try and find that kick, that 15, 20-metre kick, and just take the pace out of the game. And I thought the guys did that really well in the second half. They found that. And I think our uncontested marks in the third quarter were something like 20 to 8 or something like that. So that sort of showed that we were able to do that, take the pace out of the game and find our spare. So you're spot on there.
I know that there's a lot of talk about how good Marcus Thompson was today, mate, but I want to talk about the other Thompson down back. He was fantastic, I thought. Yeah. He was the one who maybe changed the game a little bit for you after halftime and really controlled things down back. Don't take nothing away from Darcy Keys because he was terrific as well, but I thought Thompson was the one that stood up and others around him then stood up and sort of went along the ride with him.
His spoiling reminds me of a tennis player, like... throwing up and serving an ace. Like, he throws his fist like a tennis racket and he hits it that cleanly. He was awesome. And we've sort of made the decision. Trent Thompson has been thrown from forward to back all year. We've sort of just settled him down back now. And his last two games have probably been his best two games of the year. So, he's enormous, mate, and he was sensational today,
I think we watched the last K-Rock game was against Bell Park, and you played him forward, and to have that flexibility, is good, but I thought, he was enormous today, so, good effort by him.
Can you give us an update on Michael Case, Jace?
Yeah, he had a really good first quarter. I don't know if you guys noticed him there, but...
He got a nice left foot.
Yeah, he's exciting for us as well. He got one in the sort of the upper jaw cheekbone, and the docs just, our physio just sort of said he had a bit of dizziness and stuff and was quite sore. So obviously with the concussion rules and we'll take all precautions with that we would never risk something like that. So but he's fine, like he's up and moving around and he was chewing on lollies and stuff. So I don't think I hope he doesn't have any permanent damage, but and we've got the bye obviously next week as well. So he'll be straight back in because he was excellent that first quarter.
You're going to have some selection dilemmas if you're welcoming back Hughes, Hayden and Ruggles after the break.
Yeah, there wasn't too many bad ones today, Kingy, you're right. So, and that's where we want to be at. And we've talked about selection. Obviously, the first six or seven games were injury depleted and when I was having to play too. So, it was really hard for selection. We probably just had to pick guys based on their potential. But now we can pick teams based on form. So guys that are playing good footy at 12 o'clock, and if you're playing good footy at 2 o'clock, you stay in the team. So, you're right. And that's where you want to be at, don't you, with selection.
On the back of that, your twos had a good win as well today.
Yeah, they did. It's a good day for our footy club. Like, we've worked hard all year and we haven't got the results. But today we have and we're going to enjoy it, I think.
Now let's get to the real work, Jace. So you now become K-Rock's own, Jason Tom. Did you know that?
Did
because
I?
We've been doing some work for you this afternoon.
Right.
We spoke to the director of football during the day.
Right, yeah.
He said that, yes, you're right, correct, paperwork isn't his forte. However, he's happy to sign something at the Leopold Sporties to say that you can coach next year. He's fine with that.
Right.
But you will probably have to buy him a frothy because you know what he's like, so...
Oh, that's a good result for me there. Is that just come about because we won today? Or?
No, well, it was
a help. It was a factor.
That helped. But I think the three of us in here helped. So you're now K-Rock's own Jason Tom.
Thank
so well
you.
Done.
Jace, you're probably not going to play finals. But if you were to get on a seven-game winning streak and finish 8-7, you never know what might happen in the big city.
Mathematically.
But do you want to play spoiler along the way? Like, there's a couple of clubs there, St Mary's and Grovedale, who'll have eyes on double chances, and in the next month that you'll have a spotlight game in a couple of weeks when you come back, a 15-day break, and you'll get that opportunity again to have a crack against a team that's higher up the ladder.
Kingy, I think we've got the confidence that we can go into those games really thinking we can win, I've thought that all year that whilst we haven't got the results. We'll absolutely go into St Mary's in 15 days' time and prepare well. And I know the boys will be hungry. So, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Well done, Jace. Congratulations on the win. Well, really appreciate well done, your time, mate. And look forward to seeing you in the run to the finals.
Thanks, boys. Great job again.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jace. Great work, Jace. Miami's Tavern.